Hola.
Good evening. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Thank you for the letter. It's very much appreciated.
Okay. Welcome. I've gotten three RSVPs so far, so that's pretty good. Well, four, really.
So okay. Good. You want me to make it the recording longer than normal so that you guys can you know, resolve things after I get off, or make it a separate one for you?
I think the new ones, no. Like, one just left me to make sure she somehow had missed the how to mute. But I think maybe you might want to explain at the beginning about the prayers that we say, because I didn't have time to talk to them, because they may be wondering, you know, what's happening. And I wasn't too sure what the lesson was, so I didn't know, you know, what to tell them, and you may have told me.
Well, the lesson tomorrow morning or tonight?
No, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning is Shavuot.
Oh, that's right. That's the whole thing. Oh, gosh. You see, I am.
It's called being tired, and it's
yes, it is. But
coming back from Shabbat.
Okay. Yeah, it will be. It will be.
I know.
I can get some sleep. Oh, but that's okay. And the mystery of the couple who came in is solved. So we know who it is, and they just missed the wrong house, because the house, it was actually one of the ladies who was here that had to come and go because she was having Hanukkah with her family. And
it
was her granddaughter and boyfriend, and our houses look alike from the front, and we're just one, we have one house between the two of us. And so that was the couple. They got the wrong house. They saw the cars and thought that was it. Yes. Okay. I think I've taken enough of your time. So.
Well, not really. And we're still waiting for another person. So.
Okay. Well,
it's fine.
So I think Brandy will be coming on.
But Judy, I'm here. I was listening.
Oh, good, good.
I didn't want to interrupt y'all.
Well, that's okay.
Well, you wouldn't have been interrupting, but how do you get on without the bell going off that we always hear when somebody comes on early? I don't know how you do that, Judy. You have a unique energy.
Really? I come on a lot, and I notice I'm on, and y'all don't notice I'm on. Even though when I say my name sometimes, I don't think y'all hear me.
If you say your name, I hear you. I mean, if it's say quietly and I'm talking to someone, maybe not. But usually I hear. But there's a big bell that comes on, or buzzer. I don't know how to describe it, but we know what it is. So somebody's coming on the line. So, and it doesn't happen sometimes with you. It's not every time.
Okay.
When we mute, do you hear the click click when we mute that we hear on this end? On our own end, like when I say I'm going to mute.
Okay.
That's why.
It's not a click click that comes on. It's a very very loud ring. It's not disturbing, but you know, we know what it is. Anyway, please join me in saying the Anamakoch.
Okay.
So another one. Brandela came on and we didn't hear the ring, so I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's in East Texas then.
It is.
I'm glad you're getting my sense of humor. Please join me in saying the Anasakoa. Anna Bekoa, Gedula Chiminta, Tati, Terura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadik, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, Nora, Tufreshayim, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudkaf Shin, Barhem Taharem, Rachame Sidkatha, Tamid Gamlem, Betet Resh, Saditaf Gimel, Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata. Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. Bet Pet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel. Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatach. Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. And I think it's an interesting energy this month because I lost my place. But while we have brought the energy of creation into our space, let's separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Notzea Avon Wafesha, We'll now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. Comes from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Yishkinte Bitkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'afta l'shem yudhei bavavei v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah v'yihino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar b'kama atar tanenan d'kudsha Barichu koma de'aved le'ela witata kolayu kishot bi'ovada dikshot v'leit lach mila bi'alma divaye barnash l'dachya le'ya mineya ulanaga le'ya kalana de'hakulu ovada Dikshot inun wikola itzderich v'alma. The energy of this current year, 5780, as a revealed essence of compensation and a concealed essence of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both of these energies. Tonight we will be studying Luke Leviticus chapter 13, verse 28. Poim tachteria kamod habacheret lo pasta laor wehi kea ka keha seet hamikwa hi leticha ro hakohen ki tsarevet. The translation, and if the bright spots stay in its place and be not spread in the skin, but be dim, it is the rising of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is the scar of the burning. And the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. And we will read, we study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'amili Israel untati vishakam. Tak ta willow yergas, od willow yosifu. Vene avlala anoto, ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God using the tool of saying out loud each letter with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta az he zayo ala da la awa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la, yo la, hey, sa a la, hey, a re yo, a shi la, me yo, hey, wa he wa, da nu yo, hey, hey, shi, a me me, nu nu a, nu yo ta, me be, hey, pe wa yo, nu me me, yo yo la, hey, re, hey, me ta re, wa me be, yo, hey, hey, a nu wa, me, hey, yo. Da be be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta a he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ta be yo la yo wa me nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he wa ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me me. Nu he a, nu wa ta, me la he, pe a yo. Nu ko me, yo re la, Mezare. Wahe be yo ahe ala wa mezayo. Tahe be me kako ala ahe hewa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadikim who left this day, the eighth day of Tevet, Chaya Mushka was the wife of the Tzedek, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Lubavitch. And there are many daughters of Chabadniks who are named Chaya Mushka after this righteous woman. We'll now connect to the Ani meditation as we climb the tree of life. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Hod. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Gevura. Yeach. Niwiyoch. Yeach. Niwiyoch. Yeach. Niwiyoch. Chesed. Yeah, niwiyohe. Yeah, niwiyohe. Yeah, niwiyohe. Bina. Yeah, niwiyohe. Yeah, niwiyohe. Yeah, niwiyohe. Hachma. Yeah, niwiyoha. Yeah, niwiyoha. Yeah, niwiyoha. Keter. Yeah, niwiyoha. Yeah, niwiyoha. Yeah, niwiyoha. We will now connect to the Esther Dibrot, the 10 utterances. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile lemor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha, asher hotzeitika me'eretz Mitzrayim, mi-beit avadim, lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim. Al panai lo ta'aseh lecha, esel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim, mima'al, v'asher ba'aretz mitachat v'asher, b'mayim mitachat la'aretz, lo tishtachaweh lachem. Willo tovdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked awon avod al banim al shileishim We al ribeim lishonai We ose chesed lalafim Leohavai Ushomre mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha Vashav ki lo yenache Hashem et asher yisa et shemo Vashav zachor et yom ha-shabbat Lekat shoshe shet yamin, ta'avod yasita, kom elachtecha, v'yom hashvi'i shabbat la'ashem elohecha, lo tase kom elacha, ata uvincha, uvitecha, avdecha v'yamatcha, uvhemtecha, v'gercha asher b'sharecha, ki sheshet yamim, asa Hashem et ha-shamayim, v'et ha-aretz, et ha-yam v'et kol asher bam, v'yanach b'yom ha-shvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat, v'yikad shehu kabed et avicha v'et emecha. Leman yarikun yamecha alta adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtach lo tinaf lo tignov lo ta'anev bereacha et shaker lo tachmod et reecha lo tachmod eshet Re'echa v'yavdo ha'amato v'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher l're'echa. And now for the Ma meditation. But first we'll connect to the Shema. So please close your eyes, lean slightly to the left, and as we say together, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And now for the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. We'll now utilize the abridged Kaddish to rise to the level of our class tonight. Itkadal itkadash shemei rabbah, and we all say amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute b'chayechon v'yomechon uv'chaye tekol beit Yisrael v'agalav v'zman kariv. Vid barach v'ishtabach, vid par, vid romam, vid nasei, vid adar, vid ale, vid alal, shemei dekucha, ve'ela min tol birkata, v'shirata, tushbechata, v'nechemata, da'amiran b'alma, ke'eshlam araba min shamaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Tonight's class is a Zohar class. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, that link, which is for all of the parashas, all of the different Zohar parashiot and sections, will open up to a list of the parashas. And scroll down to the first link above the book of Shemot, the book of Exodus. The parasha for this week is Vayechi. When you open up the link of parasha Vayechi, please scroll down to section 7. And we will start with Pasuk 59. And we'll first start with a L'Shem Yehud, because when we said the Baruch Shem of the Shema, we grounded all the additional energy, including the unity that comes from the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Le'achta, L'Shem, Yudhe, Bavate. Be'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu konenehu. Pasuk 59. Ushmahan de'it kiriyat. Yad hiyo mabua lekola v'ishkach yad. Eywayo hey. Hein la katrat yad. Eywayo hey. Delayit kar yada ela bishma. The translation, the names called hand, namely the hand of Hashem, the great hand, the strong hand, are the source of light for everything. You will find only the hand of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, as in the verse, the hand of Hashem is not shortened. Since hand is always combined with the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is mercy. My commentary. This pasuk appears to be clear as written, yet there are three hands of Hashem. Pasuk 60. Ata Rabbi Elazar Ushar Rabbi Shimon Avo Uvka V'el Galeli Hayrazab Amari El B'hai Kira Itkalelach Ki Yad Al Keskya Ya Milchama La Hashem Kes Begin Heywayo Hey Shalit Rachame Aldina Tzave Leme Mar Yehe Rava Dihe Le Alma Batar Gvura Yad Rabata Tichawat B'mitzrayim V'ilav Hawo B'dine. The translation, Rabbi Elazar came to ask his father, Rabbi Shimon. He wept and said to him, "Reveal to me this secret, my father and master, of the name hand." He said to him, "It will be revealed to you through the verse. Because Hashem has sworn by his throne," literally a hand on the throne of Yah, "that Hashem will have war. to wit, hand on the throne due to Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is mercy, mercy being stronger than judgment. The verse wishes to say, may there be forever, instead of Gevura, the great hand which was in Egypt, which is mercy. For if were it not for the great hand, war would be through judgment without mercy. Chas v'shalom. My commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk becomes clear as written. Pasuk 61. Uchad yete mishiacha, yete becha tu biada, rabata, v'yigacha rava ba'amalek, v'chozek yad hotziacha. Hashem Mitzrayim, v'kad yete shema deyad, v'toch far yedav lechudeya, hu bedina deyagiyach, kirava ba'amalek, leite mishicha rabbi Elazar, Messiah v'yatza Hashem v'nilcham bagoyim pahem k'yom ilachamo b'yom k'rav. The translation. When Mashiach will come with the renewal of the great hand, he will wage war against Amalek. And mercy will overcome judgment, like at the Exodus from Egypt. As it is written, by strength of hand Hashem brought us out of Egypt. When the name hand will come with strength of hand alone, not with Hashem's hand or the great hand, it is then in judgment, namely war against Amalek will be fought through judgment, and then Mashiach will come. Rabbi Elazar supports his explanation with the verse, then shall Hashem go out and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. My commentary. This pasuk is hinting at the possibility of two paths to completion. This pasuk is describing one path, that of judgment. It says that the Armageddon war will come prior to Mashiach. Chas v'shalom. Verse 62. Tachatze kamahi yo yeda rabata demata lehayada ila'a. Uvda yada nefaku mimitraim begin demin yane hon shavim yane yud li yud dalid le dalid shavim dalida shema de yada rabata ushma de yada ila'a. Ve'yichkun kachada inun shavim be'atvat chon temin yanehon kemin yanehon tekibla terein yad terein kachada. The translation. Come and see the strength of the great hand. The right hand reaches the supernal hand. The left hand called the strong hand. By this hand they came out of Egypt, as it says, by strength of hand. Hashem brought us out of Egypt. They are connected, since they have the same numerical value. One yud equals the other yud, and one dalet the other yud dalet, and both spell the name of hand. The name, the great hand, and the name, the supernal hand, are the same, equal in letters and in numerical values. Unison receives two hands together. In other words, the right and left were joined together. My commentary. The redemption from Egypt was based on judgment. The third hand is when the two hands are joined together, and then mercy is in control. Pasuk 63. Ketzad la'it b'na'o tamim da'vela shavim pitperashte reini lein biv at vat chon yad san Beinyana tirein la beinechon mitzparash meilein itperiu shemaya viara udameya vaigu hael yon yud uslamed yud dalid le dalid beigu bet Shebechoch ha'elyon v'imin ha'igul yud l'yud vav l'vav l'dalad dalad uvismol u'lo l'dalad dalad l'lamad lamad l'taf taf Beigu gimel shebechon ton toch. Habet bimin haigul. Dalad le dalad, lamad le lamad. Le taf taf, uvishmo elo. Le lamad le lamad, le mem mem. Le dalad dalad, le taf taf, le vav vav. Tamer kazelu haigulim vav lemala umitacht hayu yud hey umitachtechem shaddai umitacht av merkava diavahan Yisrael Ve'i nun sefira kadma'a, ve'i okitra ila'a, tinyana bekol makom, eine Hashem sofot ra'im v'tovim telita'a, heim sa'ayatan lishmachat, Vav de'avad kama ichivan be'ara de mitraim. The translation. Yes, why were their mutual joining not withheld, as they are not equal? The one is called great and the other strong. And he answers, the connection of these two was explained because their letters, Yud Dalet, are the same, though they are not exactly of the same content. To wit, since they are equal by the name hand, they may be joined together through the one is called great and the other strong. From these two hands, the heaven and earth were created, and all that is with them. Inside the uppermost circle, Yud to Yud, Dalet to Dalet. Inside the second circle, within the uppermost one, to the right of the circle, Yud to Yud, Vav to Vav, Dalet to Dalet, and to its left, Dalet to Dalet, Lamed to Lamed, Tav to Tav. Inside the third circle, that is within the second, to the right of the circle, Dalet to Dalet, Lamed to Lamed, Tav to Tav. And to its left, lamed to lamed, mem to mem, dalet to dalet, tav to tav, vav to vav. In the center of these circles, vav above and below it, yud-hei, Yud-Heh. Below them, Shaddai. And below it, the chariot of the fathers of Israel. They are the first Sephirah, namely the upper circle, which is sublime Keter. Where the simple letters are, which is the secret of Keter. The second circle is the secret of the verse. The eyes of Hashem are in every place, watching the evil and the good, namely the Sephirah of Chachmah, since eyes are the secret of Chachmah. Hence it contains the letters of the letters fully spelled out, which is the secret of Chachmah. In the third circle, there is the Sephirah of Bina, since in it are the fully spelled out letters of the fully spelled out letters. They help and pour upon the Vav of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is their Anpin, which performed many miracles in the land of Egypt. My commentary. This verse is clear to a student of Kabbalah. If it is not clear to you and you consider yourself a student of Kabbalah, call me at Yeshem to discuss how to learn more and deeper Kabbalah. That's the end of the section. These verses have been revealed through the Daily Zohar, basically last year. And there is a special teaching about the three hands of Hashem. And he utilizes the connection of the three hands being a gematria of 14. 3 times 14 is 42. And 42 connects us to the energy of creation through the 42-letter name that we call the Anabakoah. So that is one way to understand what is being said here. On a deeper level, or on a different level, depending on your point of view, what we are taught is the name of any word, especially the word hand, Yad, Yud Dalet. And what makes Hebrew so strong is because the gematria of 14, Yud being 10 and Dalet being 4. So the word Yad, Yud Dalet, has a gematria of 14. And if you count the number of knuckles or sections in your four fingers in each hand, you will have three sections in each finger times the four fingers is 12 sections. And there are two sections in the thumb. And so you realize that the hand is gematria 14, but also the human body's hand is 14. But there's also a need to understand, what does the word hand mean? What is the tool that a human being is given by virtue of the hand? The hand is how we manifest things. In the head, we have the mouth that is Malchut. In the body, we have the hand that is Malchut. And in the lower body, we have the feet that are Malchut. So you see, we always have a connection to the three columns. As I continue, that explains what Zion Nefesh was explaining in his commentary last year about the three hands. Being the 3 times 14 connecting to 42, connecting to creation. And you see all of that. But what was more deeply explained in this section, take any Hebrew word. The simple letters of that word represent the Keter of that word, of the energy of that word. But when you take those letters and spell them out, meaning if you have a yud in the word, it is spelled out yud vav dalet. If you have an aleph in the word, it's spelled out aleph lamed pei. If you have a dalet in the word, it is spelled out dalet lamed taf. In the letter taf, if it's spelled out, it's taf vav. Each word can be spelled out, and each word that is spelled out as the name of a letter has another energy. That energy, that spelled out name, and as I've said many times, when you see a letter in the Torah, there's other letters that are concealed. What is concealed is what's spelled out. The word in the Torah is Zeranpin. The letters of that word are Keter of Zeranpin. The spelled out letter, the first iteration of spelling out, is the Chachma of Zeranpin. The second iteration, where you spell out the letters that you already spelled out. So we're going to use the word yad, hand, as an example. The keter is yud dalet. The chachma is yud vav dalet, dalet lamed taf. So you have six letters at the level of Chachma of Zeranpin. The second spelling out would be to take the first of the six letters, the Yud, and spell it out, Yud, Vav Dalet. The second letter is a Vav, and that can be spelled out three different ways. It can be spelled out Vav Aleph Vav, Vav Yud Vav, or Vav Vav. The third letter of the six is Dalet, and Dalet is spelled out Dalet Lamed Taf. The fourth letter is Dalet. Dalet is Dalet Lamed Taf. The fifth letter is Lamed, and Lamed is spelled Lamed Mem Dalet. The sixth letter is the Dalet. And that Dalet is spelled Dalet Lamed Taf. What do you have is 6 times 3 or 18 letters. The second iteration of the spelling out that I just did is the level of Bina of Zeranpin. But in reality, because we're talking the word Yad, we're talking about the manifestation, the tool to manifest. We're talking about Zeranpin, the keter of that Zeranpin, and the keter of that Zeranpin of Malchut. Because what is the energy of the Yod is manifestation. And it's in the middle of the body. It's the upper part of the body. There's the head, the upper part of the body, and the lower part of the body. So that puts it in the center column. You see how the connections are being made. What does 18 letters teach you? Manifestation is the path to life. 18 is chai. If I were to add up the gematria of all of the 18 letters, I would have a number. I haven't done it in my head, so I'm not going to explain it. But you can see how there's always deeper levels. And if I jump around back to the top and I said there's the strong hand, which is the left hand, or the supernal hand, which is the right hand. The right hand is merciful. The left hand is gevura, restraint. But when I clasp them together, I have the center hand, the third hand, which consists of both mercy and judgment, both chesed and gevura. When it came to the battle with Amalek that is written about in the Torah, it says that Moses sat on a rock, or Moses was in the middle of, with Aaron on the right and his nephew Hur on the left. Hur was killed in the building of the golden calf because he tried to stop it. But the battle of Amalek took place before the golden calf. And the description in the Torah is that when Moses raised his hand, the Israelites were winning. And when his hands were let put down, the Israelites were losing. And his hands got tired as the battle wore on. So Aaron on his right and Hur on his left held his arms up, held his hands up. When you see those three, they represent the three columns of the Tree of Life. The right column that is sharing, and that's Aaron, the priest. The left column, which is restraint, gevurah, judgment, that's represented by Hur, who is a Levite. And Moses representing the central column. And what you see represented there are the second level. You have Keter, Chachma, and Bina as the first level. But then you have Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet. Chesed is Aaron. Gevura is Hur. And Moses is Tiferet. He was on his journey, rising from Netzach through Tiferet, striving to reach Dat, which he ultimately did reach. But it's all a process. Manifestation is a process. Hashem created light on the first day, and that light was created. He said, let there be light, and there was light. But a human being does not yet create matter out of thin air, out of nothingness. A human being must to create utilizing a process. And this is the message of the three hands. This is the message of the Tree of Life. This is the message of the Torah. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting yourself, I will mention that tomorrow our 10:30 class will be explaining Shovavim, which will not take place until a week from tonight, Motzi Shabbat of the Parasha of Vayechi, which we read next Saturday. But again, we have a three-column system. If we look at the names of the last three parashiot in the book of Genesis, Miketz, Vayigash, Vayechi. Translation, at the end, Approach is Vayigash. Vayihi, life, living. At the end, approach is life. Teaching us about the process. Will Mashiach come through judgment, or will Mashiach come through mercy? In either event, Mashiach will come. The question is, in your life, will it come with judgment, or will it come with mercy? These are the two paths of living. One path of living is pain and suffering. That's the left column path. That's the path that most of us follow. But even when we learn to study Torah, which is the path without suffering, the path of righteousness, even when we follow that, we sometimes move to the left, and that's when the judgment enters our life. A lot of these judgments are coming at the end of a process of time, representing mercy, the distance between cause and effect, the distance that gives you the time to do teshuvah. And that is related to the period of Shovavim, which is a period of Shovavim. One was revealed in the Torah, written Torah, when it says Rosh Hashanah is the first of Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah is the seventh month, the new year for you. Why is it the seventh month, the new year? Because the seventh is manifestation. But there's a concealed period of Teshuvah, and that's Shovavim. We will discuss that tomorrow in our 10:30 class. It's a long class. It may go over time, or if I feel there's enough, we will continue it in the 3 o'clock class. Or the plan is to continue our advanced reincarnation classes in the 3 o'clock class. So I hope you'll join us for both. Does anyone have any questions? Shabbat shalom. Shavuot tov. Have a beautiful week.
Shalom. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Shalom.